This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are live from Larson's Barn. In every show, we learn a little bit more about the community hosting us for the broadcast. It might seem like we're in a barn in the middle of nowhere, and well, actually, we are. We are in a barn in the middle of nowhere, but we're in a part of something much bigger, the greater metropolitan area of the big city of McGregor, Minnesota, population 376. McGregor has a school, a post office, a Dairy Queen, a subway, small local businesses, easy access to roads and rails that traverse the mighty continent. Today, we're trying something new on the Great Northern Radio Show. It's the Great Northern Quiz Show. And so joining us now on stage is one of our alumni, our old friends, Eric Okoda, all the way back from Chicago, with roots here, family roots here in McGregor.
They do.
Yes. And Erica, what we are going to be doing this quiz show with members of our cast here. What's the big prize that people will be competing for?
Okay, this is the first time that this prize has ever been offered in anything, so I think it's pretty special.
Yeah.
It's actually Aaron Brown's voice will be your voicemail.
Yeah.
Because the contestants are playing for somebody in the audience.
A bland Midwestern voice that you sounds like probably a lot of people you know. Maybe even the person who wins would be the voice on your voicemail.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I don't know. It's just, you know,
I'd love that prize.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, why don't you give us a sample?
Okay. hi, you've reached the name of the people you're trying to call. I'm Aaron Brown, a person you might have heard of. Probably not, though, if I'm being totally fair. And so you reach them, and if you wanted to leave them a message, you could. I won't hear it because I'm not there all the time. I'm just here now. But you could leave that message, and I would then, I would go away. I wouldn't even be a part of this. And then you would talk to the people. They would call you back, whoever they are. Beep.
I would leave a message after hearing that.
All right, absolutely. Good deal. Well, joining us on stage is our panel, and of course, they're going to be competing for people here in the studio audience. So first up from the players, welcome Louisa Skorich.
Hi. Hello.
Louisa, who are you competing for?
Tonight, I am competing for Keith Holton.
All right, Keith will be our contestant.
We got this.
You got this. Next, also from the Great Northern Players, it's Sarah Breeze.
Hello, hello, hello.
Sarah, who are you playing for?
Oh, I am playing for Nancy Okoda.
All right.
All right, Nancy.
Okay, so then we have another cast member, CJ Anderson. CJ, who is your contestant?
Well, actually, I'm playing for Stacy Lynn Smith.
All right. Cool. And finally, he was just on the show moments ago. He's from right here in Aiken County, Robert Jevney.
I'm back.
He's back. Robert, who are you playing for?
Bill Watson in the audience.
There
hey, Bill.
He is.
Hey, Bill.
Brand new
okay.
Bill Watson.
All right, Bill.
So these are questions that might be easy to some of the audience members because you would know the answers, but some of these folks maybe don't know the answers. So we're going to see how much they know about the community around here. So the first question is to, and the winner is the winner, their person is the winner. I've been over this. So first up we have Louisa. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which of the following has occurred in this very barn in recent history?
Ooh.
Okay, so one of these things.
Okay.
A, fish fry festival. B, polka dance. C, corn on the cob eating contest. Or D, all of the above.
Well, that's really high. It doesn't really smell like fish in here anymore.
No. Not,
which,
yeah.
I'm gonna say all of the above.
All
I
of
think
the above,
a lot goes
the fish,
on here.
The polka, and the corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Erica, Quizmaster, what is the result?
Final answer?
That's my final answer.
It is B, polka dances.
Oh.
Oh.
So fish fries
Sorry,
do occur in this community frequently. In fact, there were about 20 of them last night that I could see just driving around. But there has not been a recent fish fry festival here, and corn on the cob is corn is a different time of year around here. So, I'm afraid. Thank you, Louisa. Nice try.
No.
But
Sorry,
we
awesome.
But it's okay. It's okay. So next year, the governor's, this is Sarah, this is your question.
Oh, yes. I am here.
All right.
As I say to my students when they come in my classroom, I'm here, let the day begin.
There you go. The governor's fishing opener will be held in McGregor.
I had a boyfriend whose name was Governor. It wasn't G-O-V-E-R-N-O-R. It was G-U-V-N-E-R.
Governor.
And that's the truth. In Woonsocket, South Dakota. Although he was from Letcher, so I was dating an out-of-town boy. But we used to make out in the back of my dad's theater, which was called the Rex.
Could you stop using your thumb to point back at me?
Sorry. It wasn't Jason. It was Governor.
Was Governor a good-looking guy?
That's what I know about a governor.
I voted for him.
Yeah, did you?
Was Governor a good-looking guy?
You know what? I don't remember. Yeah. I know I kissed him in the back of my dad's theater, but I don't remember what he looked like. I think I was just trying to be a naughty Catholic schoolgirl. Get on with the question.
So, the governor's fishing opener, the governor of the state of Minnesota.
Fishing opener,
will be held in McGregor next year. Where will it be?
Rat Lake.
Maybe, but...
Is there a multiple choice?
Yes, multiple choice, Sarah.
Sorry.
A, the community center.
Community
B,
center.
B, Sathers.
You can't fish in a community center. That's crazy. Who ever heard of that? Keep going.
Sathers is the second option. B.
Sadler.
C, Big Sandy Resort.
Big Sandy, that's
good. Or D,
good.
Larson's Barn.
Big Sandy Resort, I'm saying.
Okay, Erica?
That is correct.
All right.
Nancy,
lucky you.
All right, third up we have CJ. Robert? No, CJ. It's CJ is next. CJ, McGregor has an annual corn feed that is held every Labor Day weekend. It includes all-you-can-eat corn on the cob for patrons, games for kids, beer and pop tents, raffles, usually some form of live entertainment. The purpose of the event is what? A, celebrate the labor behind husking what seems like limitless ears of corn at the end of the summer season. B, reminisce when the founding citizens of McGregor only had corn to eat before the first 6 months before hunting season started. C, to raise money for the Lions Club and the local high school's athletics. Or D, it's Labor Day weekend. Everybody eats corn anyway. We may as well do it together, even though it makes us feel uncomfortable.
You know, I think feeling uncomfortable is a major part of this community. So I'm gonna go with the last one there, Aaron.
All right, Erica?
It is actually C, to raise money for the Lions Club and the local high school's athletics.
Do they have a corn-eating contest for that?
Is there a corn-eating contest? I think I personally view life as a corn-eating contest. okay. And I'm winning.
Nice. Can I just add that this is hay country?
Oh.
It is.
Hey!
It is. Hey, yeah, you know what? My mom, when I was growing up, would tell me that there's bales of hay. I grew up in Cherry, which is... Hey, it's just like down here. Hey, and there's these hay bales on the side of the road, and every day we would drive around, and my mom would tell us kids, every day the hay bales get a little closer to the road. And one day, when they're really close, they might jump out and get you. I remember, this is an early childhood memory. Robert, are you ready for your question?
I think I'm hoping that I'm the ringer tonight. Yes.
I don't know.
Since I've lived around
Only
here.
Only the quizmaster knows. One of the games you used to be able to find at the corn feed was Jacob's Ladder. And why can't you find it anymore? Now, this is a multiple choice. These are the reasons you can't find Jacob's Ladder at the Corn Fest.
I was thinking it went straight to hell.
I don't know. Oh, that's like you're thinking of something else. Yeah, the highway. That's a highway, actually.
Oh.
A, someone broke their arm. B, The Lions Club wasn't making enough profit. C, Jacob moved and brought his ladder with him. Or D, one of the 6-1 tours couldn't reach the top and paid to have it removed.
Someone fell off.
Someone fell off is your answer. Quizmaster Erica?
Are you referring to one of the reasons then? So maybe A?
A.
Yeah. A?
Yeah.
A?
A. Or that B, is, maybe?
A, that's correct, don't you know?
Oh! So after the questions are over, we have, I believe, a tie, right?
We do have a tie.
Between Robert, your contestant, who was who?
Bill Watson,
and who? And Sarah?
Nancy Cota.
All right, congratulations to Bill and Nancy for your victory. Thank you so much.
And congratulations to the people who don't have to put up with that prize.
And also the rest of the audience who are the real winners. Thank you. Erica Cota, thanks for helping us out, Erica.